So this thing about Jared Fogle. The two things, though, I have a problem with the whole Jared Fogle thing anyway. But this lady...
I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy.
But this lady who felt sympathy for Jared Fogle started writing him letters because she thought he seemed nice when she met him in person a few years ago. So now he's in jail and she's been writing him letters, which there is a certain... There is a name for these people.
It's one thing if he seemed nice when you met him a few years ago. Afterwards, after everything that just went down...
And you know that.
He's in jail.
Why would you be writing him any kind of letters? But apparently he reveals in the letter that he's going to be appealing his sentence, saying, quote, "Bottom line, my director of my foundation and friend did some bad stuff and tried to throw me under the bus with him." Apparently he's going to be in court again on May 20th to appeal this 15-year plus sentence. I mean, didn't they not find a bunch of stuff on his computer? I mean, does that mean...
Yeah, but
that
he doesn't have anything else to do in jail, so he'll just rack up appeals and gives him something to do, something to look forward to, something to work on.
Because we saw a story a couple of weeks ago where someone decided to give him a beating.
Do you think, I was going to say, Jared Fogle joining a gang? I mean, what else is he going to do?
Not much else. Yeah. Apart from sitting there eating Twinkies all day long, which is apparently what he's doing right now. Okay. And said he's got really. There was this story a week or two ago about how he's got really big now because all he's doing is sitting eating like Twinkies and stuff.
I would always think that if I went to jail, that I'd have a six pack, that I would have a good workout routine, I would have a good meal plan. Like, you're only eating at certain times. You're not snacking. You're like, you don't board eat in jail.
No, that's true.
On Saturday night, I was eating like it was November. I need to be eating. Like, it's Memorial Day weekend coming up, not like it's November. So I think if I went to jail, a strong month in jail, I would come out a better version of myself.
Do you want to give that a go? I didn't think you would.
No, I'll just keep that. Just something that I just keep on the back burner. Yeah, it's an option. Smart. I like to keep my options open. It's an option that I have. Go to jail, come out with a six-pack. Also, Prince, when his family went to court yesterday, there's his one real sister and then his five stepsisters or half-sisters, whatever, siblings. Mm-hmm. And they had, I mean, in and out, 12 minutes, they decided that the banks were going to keep control of his estate. Mm-hmm. They go back to court now to control his image and his likeness. That would be as worth as much as the estate. That's who gets to control what music wise comes out and how his name is used, what kind of media he gets and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that they don't exploit that fact. You know, they've got their, because he said he didn't have, what, 10 years of music or something crazy like that.
Yeah, they should do Prince Day and release a song every year.
Yeah, I'm guessing that probably what will happen record company wise is they'll probably release a greatest hits CD or downloads very soon. That's probably going to come. But I hope they don't keep just throwing tracks out all the time, because that happens.
It does. Sinead O'Connor came out and said that Prince punched her.
Can you see Prince at 4'5", the little tater top, trying to punch Sinead O'Connor? Can you just see that?
If you got punched by Prince, even if it hurt...
you wouldn't go, ouch. You just stand there and go, that didn't hurt.
No, I just can't imagine. Like, you punch it and just look at you and it's Prince. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, she's coming out with all weird stuff. She was saying that Arsenio Hall was his drug dealer and stuff. Like, she's coming out with some weird stuff.
Sinead O'Connor is crazy.
Yeah.
She is a crazy person.
You can't take anything.
She had one good song that he wrote. If I was her, I'd shut it up.
Because you're probably still getting money from that. You are. So, yeah, just kind of crazy.